So joining me in the studio, we have Mr. Ger Flanagan from Flanagan Print. Ger is going to tell us a little bit about his business, and I'll let him tell us, I suppose. Ger, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And tell us, how long are you in business in Youghal? Let's start there.
35 years, last February the 16th. I started when I was 19.
Wow.
I was working with the Post and Telegraphs, which are now became Aircom or now Air. I was in a job in Dublin, which I didn't like, so I just had to look around and see what business what service wasn't in Youghal that, you know, maybe we'd get into. So there was no printer in Youghal at the time, and I was lucky enough that I came across somebody in Mallow who was selling a printing business. So I obviously had no money, so I went to the the Bank of Ireland, and I borrowed £1,000. I put that into the credit union. The credit union gave me £3,000. I gave the Bank of Ireland back their £1,000, and then I gave a down payment of £2,000 for the equipment. And the lovely man that I bought the business from was good enough to give me an unsecured personal loan, and I paid him over 5 years. So that's how I got off the ground.
Well, that's some story when you think of the amounts of money that were changing. They were quite small, I suppose, when you consider the cost of starting a business today.
Well, I suppose it's all relevant. Back then, the VAT rate was 35%. I know even people at the moment gripping about going from 9 to 13.5%, but we were paying 35% VAT, and the interest rates were 22-23% with the banks. Obviously, we got no credit from suppliers, didn't get facilities from the bank, so you just had to make do out of working capital and keep your overheads down. So we got off the ground. We rented a premises from Lawrence Foley down at 36 Out Main Street. I think we paid him £25 a week rent. And as part of the deal, then we were selling the gas for him out of the yard.
Very
so we
good.
Got off the ground, and yeah.
And what? Tell us about what you do, Ger, now today. I suppose the business has probably evolved over the years, but what does it look like now?
It's totally changed. One thing we always do is we embrace technology, and we keep updating as much as we can. So I suppose there are a lot of different angles to the business today. A lot of people would know us as publishers of the Youghal News, which comes out every 2 weeks. And again, that was something we started in 2003 as a free sheet. And we give out, I think, something like 750,000 copies before we were forced to, with the downturn in the late 2008-2009, we had to start charging for it. So we charged €1, now we charge €2 for it. And we also do the Middleton News, which is a weekly publication. Again, it's the same format. We're general printers, so we'll print everything from invoice books to business cards to brochures to letterheads, general printing. We also have a very strong signage business where we do your general cardboard signs. We do full wraps as in with vans. We do our own graphics. We've got our own cut lettering. We invested heavily last year in flatbed printing and cutting table, so basically we can print anything of any shape or any size,
and
including packaging.
How much of your business, I suppose, Ger, have you had to change because of the digital marketing, or, you know, people maybe print declining? Have you had to get into those things like signage and that as a result, would you say? Or, you know, is the print still a big part of your business?
The print is still a big part of our business, and I think there'll always be demand for print. I think what we pride ourselves on is service.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously quality has to be top quality, but I think service, we can turn out certain jobs within an hour.
Mm-hmm.
We can turn out large signs overnight. So obviously we're probably ahead of the competition in our technology. We've employed people with digital marketing skills. We've got salespeople, we've got photographers, so we've got a lot of different skill sets. This year we decided to diversify and move into producing more of our own material. Early in the year, we produced a medical booklet for the East Cork area with all the doctors and emergency services and you know, alternative therapies in it. In May, we launched the East Cork Visitor Guide at Cork Airport. Rachel Allen launched that for us, and it was a huge success. We had a big event, and we printed 20,000 copies. Of, I think it's about a 100-page full-colour publication, which we're giving out free. We also have a website for that. We've got social media. We also did a half-hour TV programme, which was aired on NBC in certain cities in the east of the United States, which promotes East Cork. We've built a brand for East Cork. Did a lot of pop-up signage around East Cork, just promoting the brand itself, and it's got a great reaction. We've a follow-up for that. We're next week we will have the first East Cork Visitor Guide calendar for 2019. That'll be in the shops, and that will come with its own printed envelope, so it'll be ideal for people sending it overseas.
And you mentioned we a lot there, Ger. How many people have you working with you?
We've a team of 20. So we've grown a lot from a one-man operation in 1983, and yeah, it's all different skills, different skill set. We have four designers, we have print finishers, we have production staff, we've reporters, photographers, salespeople. So there's a big mix of what we do.
And in your experience, Ger, what would you say? I suppose this business, this show is targeted at people who are thinking of starting their business or who have started a business, trying to grow it. And you were in business since 1983, so you've certainly met a couple of challenges along the way. What would you say is the biggest thing you've had to overcome in your time in business, in y'all?
I think you've got to be positive. Unfortunately, there's a lot of negativity around business in y'all. I think you've got to be positive. Look at the positives. Look at what we can do. Mm-hmm. Don't talk about what you can't do. And on that front, again, in 6 months ago, we started a group called the Y'all Business Alliance. We have 30 businesses. We meet every fortnight. And again, we're all proactive. It's the only business networking group in Y'all, where businesses come together. They promote each other. We promote the town. We get involved in various events like the Spinathon and the AIB. The launch of the Y'all app, which is happening as well this week.
And what's that about, the Y'all app?
The Y'all app is basically an app which will give you all the information on Y'all from a tourist point of view, and also from a local point of view. It will have mapping. It will have all the businesses listed there. It's also going to have a ticketing and a place where you can advertise offers. And again, it's another way of promoting Y'all. Again, I suppose, when you think about the tourists and also the locals. So that's something that, you know, the Business Alliance are involved in. We're also very much involved with the Ironman coming up next year, and basically what we can do to help out in a constructive way. And we're looking at the catering side for that, and also the entertainment side, which, you know, are going to produce, will be big logistical problems.
Mm-hmm. So big, a great event for y'all, isn't it? The Ironman coming to the town.
Yeah, it's a fabulous event. It's the first time ever we've had a full Ironman in Ireland, and you know, I suppose credit must go to the people behind it. That's John, Mark, Ricky, and Brian, who run a company called iTry Coaching, and they've been have pushed this for the last year and a half, and it's great to see Cork County Council rowing in behind it, and the government. And, you know, I think it's going to put Y'all and East Cork on the map, and again, it'll be a great great boost for tourism, and down the road people will come to try out the routes, obviously, and the build up to it. And it'll get huge coverage worldwide. So it's a great benefit.
Great. Well, Ger, tell us before you go, where can we find you, and tell us a bit more about your website, and that's so people can have a look at what you do if they have any printing needs.
Yeah, it's flanaganprint.ie is our website. So you'll find all our information on there, from printing, promotional products. We do a huge range of promotional products as well, which is flanaganpromotions.ie, from printed umbrellas to we do clothing, we do hats, bunting, mugs, all that side of it. We do personalised calendars, personalised cards, as well as the general printing. So we've got a stationery shop as well. So
And is that all there in your premises in Millennium Park?
It's all in Millennium Park and in the premises.
Wonderful.
Yeah, it's great choice.
Okay, well, Ger, thanks a million for coming in to talk to us today. I really appreciate it, and the best of luck in your business for the next 35 odd years.
Thanks very much, Monica.